From Minnesota Public Radio News, I'm John Wanamaker. Governor Mark Dayton and Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith are expressing, quote, serious concerns about Mayo Clinic's decision to eliminate some services at its Albert Lea facility. Catherine Richard has more.
In a statement, Dayton and Smith said Mayo, quote, owes it to the Albert Lea community and any community it serves to engage in an open discussion about the impact of its business decisions on people. Mayo wants to end inpatient intensive care and birth services at Albert Lea and consolidate them in Austin. Albert Lea will maintain an emergency room, outpatient services, and behavioral health services. Albert Lea residents and public officials are pushing back. The Fremont County Attorney is meeting today with the State Attorney General to discuss whether Mayo has violated the law. Mayo maintains the decision is legal. Just minutes after Dayton's statement, Mayo announced a multi-million-dollar investment in the Albert Lea facility. Catherine Richard, Minnesota Public Radio News, Rochester.
Workers at Twin Cities Airport begin an overhaul of one of the security checkpoints at Terminal 1 tomorrow. Airport spokesman Patrick Hogan says the South checkpoint is getting automated conveyor belts that'll move baggage and personal items through the X-ray machines more quickly.
If there is a bag or a bin that alarms, instead of that holding up all the bags and bins behind it, it is automatically shifted onto another conveyor belt. So it gets out of the way, and all the other bags and bins can continue going through the screening process.
Hogan says work will take about 3 weeks, and while underway, the only TSA pre-check passengers will be able to use is the South checkpoint. Other travelers will be redirected to the North checkpoint. Officials in North Dakota have arranged for tons of donated hay for drought-impacted ranchers in the Dakotas on Montana. Now they need truckers to haul it. North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Gehring says about 30 semi-trailer loads of hay, including bales from Minnesota, have been donated for a hay lottery, and his agency is looking for help hauling the hay to a site in eastern North Dakota. Again, some rain showers moving across the southern part of the state this hour. It looks like we should see highs today in the 70s. Right now in Rochester, sunny and 76, partly sunny 78 in the Twin Cities. This is Minnesota Public Radio News, the time 106.